This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. President Emmanuel Macron ordered France into its third national lockdown Wednesday in an effort to slow a third wave of COVID-19 infecting his country. Macron closed all schools for 3 weeks beginning next Monday. Macron had hoped to avoid a lockdown and the effect it would have on the economy. However, the country's death toll is nearing 100,000. And it has struggled with a vaccine rollout that has been slower than hoped for. A rise in cases is crippling intensive care units in areas hard hit by the coronavirus pandemic. The French president also announced nationwide movement restrictions beginning Saturday for at least a month. German officials have decided to limit the use of AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine in people under 60. After more unusual blood clots were reported in a small number of people who received the shots. In response, the director of the European Medicines Agency, an agency of the European Union in charge of the evaluation and supervision of medicinal products, said there is no evidence that would support restricting the use of the vaccine in any population. On Tuesday, an independent vaccine expert panel in Germany said the AstraZeneca shot should not routinely be given to people under 60 because of a rise in reported cases of unusual blood clots in the days after vaccination. Seven pro-democracy advocates were convicted in Hong Kong Thursday for organizing and participating in unlawful assembly during a massive anti-government protest in 2019. The activists include media tycoon Jimmy Lai, who had already been held without bail on other charges related to his pro-democracy activities. Via remote, this is VOA News. The UN Special Envoy for Myanmar warned Wednesday that a bloodbath is imminent and there is an increasing possibility of civil war in the country if civilian rule is not restored. Special Envoy Christian Schreiner-Bergener urged the UN Security Council to consider all available tools to take collective action and to do what is right, what the people of Myanmar deserve, according to a copy of her remarks obtained by VOA. Myanmar has been mired in chaos and violence since the military's overthrow of the civilian government on February 1st and the detentions of de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other high-ranking officials of her National League for Democracy party. The military has claimed widespread fraud occurred in last November's election, which the NLD won in a landslide. President Joe Biden on Wednesday outlined a $2.3 trillion plan to upgrade the nation's infrastructure over the next 8 years in what he billed as a once-in-a-generation investment in America. Biden's proposal would undo former President Trump's signature legislative achievement of giant tax cuts for corporations. Funding for the infrastructure projects would come from a hike in corporate taxes. Biden's plans will be followed in the coming weeks by a companion bill with investments in child care and family tax credits. Niger's security forces thwarted an attempted military coup at the West African country's presidential palace overnight Tuesday, according to a government statement released on Wednesday. The coup attempt raises fear over more violence coinciding with Mohamed Bazoum's inauguration on Friday. Already, his administration faces unprecedented threats from Islamic extremists near the country's troubled border with Mali. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken affirmed the U.S. support for Ukraine in the face of Russia's ongoing aggression in a phone call with the country's foreign minister on Wednesday. Blinken expressed concern about the security situation in eastern Ukraine and offered condolences on the recent loss of 4 Ukrainian soldiers and shelling by Russian forces, the highest daily death toll since a ceasefire agreement was reached last July. The Kremlin said Wednesday it was concerned about mounting tensions in eastern Ukraine and that it feared Kiev's government forces could do something to restart a conflict with pro-Russian separatists. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.